Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, now as we open your word, I ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to be with us, to give us the understanding, Father, that we need of this your word, so that we can grow in faith, in strength, and closer unto you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in chapter 10. So here's verse 1. So there was a certain man in Caesarea for Cornelius. A centurion was a band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. 5. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon the tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. 7. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually, when he had declared these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. All right, you know, when we really stop and think about this, we're seeing history in the making and something that was unusual. Because Cornelius was a Roman centurion of Caesarea who would have been under Pontius Pilate's authority until AD 36 and who was in command of approximately 100 men. You know, he is mentioned only in Acts 10, but he is important because he was the first known Gentile to be saved. Philip had gone earlier to the Samaritans and to the proselytes from Ethiopia. But both of these had undergone circumcisions and were following the law, so they were not a major offense to the Jews. But the Jews could, according to the law, fellowship with such men. But, you know, such was not the case with an uncircumcised Gentile like Cornelius, even though he was a God-fearer who gave alms and prayed to God. Hence, God used four supernatural events to persuade Peter to go to the Gentiles and to convince the Jerusalem Jews to accept them. You know, we don't stop and think really about the situations in the day and time before Jesus and actually the time of him while he was here on this earth. And even for years after his departure from the earth into heaven. You know, the centurion was a Roman military officer. He also, you know, commanded mainly about 100 men. Now, also, verses 2 through 4 lets us see through Cornelius' good work and prayer served as a memorial. They did not save him. He was saved after he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we know that he has called for Peter as this, the angel of God had told him to do. Because Peter was to tell him he should do in order to be what God wanted him to be. Now, we know that Philip probably was already in Caesarea, but God required Cornelius to send for Peter. But Peter's presence here was just as important as it was in Samaria. On each of the three occasions where God initiated a new aspect of the church age at Pentecost among the Jews, then among the Samaritans, and here among the Gentiles. And God chose Peter for the task, thereby providing unity and equality among each of these groups within the church. Note that even Peter comes under attack for his actions, and how much more any other man. You see, the Jews were not allowed to have anything to do with the Gentile people that were all uncircumcised and all, until the death and the resurrection and the ascension of our Lord and Savior into heaven and the church age began. And it does not matter what anyone wants to tell you today. There is only one church. And that is the Lord's church. Now, you can use whatever name over the building, a meeting place that you want to use. That's all right. But what is inside is to be the Lord's church. Because you see, the church is actually within mankind. And as they gather together, they are bringing in the Lord's church. We don't need all these other wall-building churches. They need to repent, get back in to the Word of God, and start preaching the gospel as it is written, what they wanted to do with it in order to separate themselves from others. But that's what's happened. Now, here in 9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. 10. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. 11. And saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners, and let down to earth. 12. Wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. 13. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. 14. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. 15. And the voice spake unto him again the second time. But God has cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. You see, God was using the sheep vision to teach Peter. God has now cleansed all animals for food, contrary to the dietary codes of the Masonic, Mosaic law, and all men are fit for salvation, letting him know this, not using this sheep. Now, 17. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Here these two men are from this man Peter's not supposed to have anything to do with it, according to Jewish law. But God is just to let him know. Go. Anyway. 18, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. The Lord's being straight here with Peter. And he's not asking him, he's telling him. 21. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Now, you see, this is the first. Cornelius is the first uncircumcised Gentile, him and his house, to be saved. Now, 23. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him, and he took some more with him. 24. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. In other words, he's getting in the house full. 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. 27. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. 29. You know, that lets you and I know, too, about calling people names and trying to class them. That's not our job. Our job in our work, in our life, is to be, to speak to everyone about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of Almighty God. Now, 29. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for it. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent for me. Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Now, he's letting know even what time, the ninth hour, which was around 3 o'clock. Now, third time. in bright clothing. 31. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. 33. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. He's letting you know that he's got them in there, and now they are all ready to hear what God is going to give him. 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Now, you see, he's not leaving out much here as he talked to him. 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 39. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and whom they slew and hanged on a tree. 40. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. You see, that was also another change, and one that a lot are not making today, and that is still using contrary to the word of God. And that was baptism. You see, John's baptism that he's talking about here, John's baptism actually was for repentance. You was baptized into repentance. But that changed with the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit to mankind and the starting of the church age. We now have to go to Jesus to get our sins taken away. Think about it now. You have to go to him. Baptism no longer does it. You see, baptism is for you and I to put on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing that into our lives to change us. Baptism no longer is for the remission of sins. And that's why we are not to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and only him. 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Now we see here where they're going to be getting everything at one time. Now the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to notice something else here. You see, they tell you that you have to be baptized first, and that when you're baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. No, not necessarily. God works in different ways with different people. Here they have been filled with the Holy Ghost, and they've never been baptized with water. And really, they had never really, so far as them speaking, been to Jesus and repented. 45. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. You can bet they were. Because that all the Gentiles also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Now, you see, mankind has changed things to suit himself and gotten so many things mixed up that really, it's sad. He has mixed things up, trying to make them into what he wants instead of what is meant to be. Now we have come to the end of chapter 10. I'm not going into chapter 11. There's 30 verses there, and God willing, we'll get into that this evening. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for these times that we can spend together in your word, Father, learning, ever learning, Father. Let us always search out in your word the truths for our lives and things that we can use to help someone else along the way. And Father, for those on our prayer list, Israel, Jerusalem, this land in which we live, Father, may they all walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And may all leadership in both lands, Father, come to saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as Savior and as Messiah, and walking in all truth. And Father, repenting as a land, putting our government back upon the foundation that it was founded on, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for Kenny Powers, for Amy, Amy's husband Tom, her son Jacob. I pray, Father, they're on the highways. And I pray for them to be safe and to be in health and to enjoy what they are doing. But to truly, that they are walking with you. And Father, for Courtney and Shane, that young couple, I continue to pray, Father, for their salvation, for them to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Bobby, and Millie Johnson, and myself, keep us all in health, Father, and keep us reaching into your word and learning each and every day how to walk through this life to make heaven our home through eternity. Now, Father, be with us throughout this day and keep us all safe. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day and a good day to you.